Cinnabon, check, check, check.
Man, do you remember when Cinnabon first came out?
Yes, I love them. Love them. Oh, man, it's like poisonous, but tastes so good.
A box this big, like a Cinnabon the size of a small child.
Absolutely, man. I mean, just...
Man, I used to eat that like for two meals. Just cut it in half. You know, try to get through the half of it for breakfast, and you just save the rest while you're driving down
the road. Recording in progress.
All right.
So,
hey, welcome everybody. The recording is in process, John. We're recording now. So
let me do the
evening or whatever time you're tuning in today is the Sports and Comedy Attack, and it is June 5th. It is approximately 6:55 in the a.m. Coming up on the top of the hour, everybody. We're not going to play your favorite hits because that's not what we do on this show. And your enlightenedradio.org special announcer, prognosticator, influencer, the most powerful man on enlightenedradio.org, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Case, everybody.
I just want to say,
up with his own power.
Let me say that www.
And I'm here too, so to talk about sports and entertainment.
Mike Cucarini. Yeah. Otherwise, previously known as Mike Diesel. Anyway, you're listening to...
The artist formerly known as Mike Diesel.
Let me do the URLs here. You can see our player at any time at player.enlightenradio.org, and you can go see all of our podcasts, of which there are actually a whole lot, at podcasts.enlightenradio.org. And, of course, our blog is at www.enlightenedradio.org, and the player is on the top of that page, too. So you don't have any good reason to say that you can't listen to it. And, by the way, I'm going to be posting this morning. By the way, at 9 o'clock, by the way, the storytelling hour with Fanny Crawford and Stas Ziolkowski comes on. And the rest of the day is going to be very, very, very smooth, glass-like.
Smooth jazz. Smooth jazz. Got a little bit of top of the hour, and it's Mr. Case introducing some smooth jazz, everybody. Hey, everybody, it's Cucarini and Case in the morning, everybody. Good morning. Wahoo! What's the cowbell? I gotta have more cowbell. John, give me more cowbell.
Cowbell? I wish I had a cowbell. I'll try to get that.
All right, everybody. Last night was the second game in the supposed seven-game series of the the actual NBA championship, and it was the Miami Heat taking on the Denver Nuggets in Denver. And, you know, people, based on the first game, because the Heat kind of got blown out and Jokic was just masterful, you're talking about a 7'1" dude who's 285 pounds who moves like a gazelle. Okay, he's a really big guy,
right.
And he's one of the greatest passers of all time. He's actually right up there with Pistol Pete Maravich in terms of passing basketball. He has an ability to see everything. He has great peripheral vision. But I will tell you this: the Miami Heat beat the shit out of him last night. They pounded him and pounded him and pounded him. He came off his mark. He was not throwing the ball well. Denver, for the first time in the playoffs, it's the first time Denver's lost at home. So now your series is tied up, and you're turning around, you're heading back to Miami now on their home court, and Jimmy Butler's just notorious for playing extremely well at home in the playoffs. So you deal with it. I think the Miami Heat are going to go up 2-1. I don't know what's going to happen after that, but I think they're going to be really charged up for this game 2 days from now to go down and play. So I think they're gonna open a can of whoop ass on them.
Uh-oh, our bot just joined.
No. Oh yeah, our bot is on.
It's in the studio. Sure. Most of you
good
may not.
Good morning, bot. I'm sorry, I don't speak bot. What? That's crazy.
I want to tell our listeners a dream I had last night in which I was speaking with Alexa, you know, the chat bot or control bot of Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon. And I said, Alexa, off. And I woke up and I realized, of course, that there's no such thing as Alexa off. If your Alexa was off, how would you ever say Alexa on? So it's not really off. It's never off until you unplug it. And by the way, when it's on, it's always connected to the internet. If you have an internet device in your house. So, Alexa,
I'm having some problems getting you. I can't have this really. This is ridiculous, John. I'm trying to expand the size of your face, and I screwed something up.
Now you can't see me.
I can see you, but you're in a little box on the screen.
I don't.
Over in the right hand corner.
Hold on. Let me reach. Let me reach my finger all the way through the screen here. See if I can get. I can't make it. I'm sorry, Mike. I can't do that. Where's my pizza?
I don't know what the hell happened, dude.
They said I could download. Idea. They said I could download a pizza. Where is it?
Well, it depends on the quality of tomato that's in your 3D printer.
That's right. I know. I got to have a really weird 3D.
Dude, printer. I really seriously, I can't. I don't know what I did.
Well, you want
to
get out?
This is the first time this has ever happened to me.
Do you want to log out and come back in?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Go ahead.
I'll come back in like 3 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's. I'm going to tell people a little poem.
That's great. Okay, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Yeah, go away and come back. You know, the problems with having our studio sessions with Zoom. We end up having these little glitches occasionally, depending on your level of connectivity. For example, I have great internet connectivity here in where I live, but we're paying for it. On the other hand, but my cell phone, since it's just a prepaid, used to call it GoPhone, but anyway. I'm going to have to name the company, AT&T. Okay, but I'm not getting in. You know, afternoon comes, and I'm either not getting a signal, or because I'm not paying the $250 a month plan, I'm only paying the $45 plan, I'm being dropped off the tower before everybody that's paying more money. I think that, you know, I've been married to an economist too long to not suspect that money changing hands is going on, regardless of what the argument looks like. So, but anyway, we're waiting for Michael to get himself back in. Why wait all that much? Let me just say also that top of the news today is that Saudi Arabia is cutting production by 1 million barrels a day of oil. But the rest of OPEC, or at least certain big players in OPEC, including Russia, are not. And that's interesting. It raises a lot of interesting sort of geopolitical questions about why Saudi Arabia is going alone. But it will have an impact. Here's Mike back in again. It will have an impact on gas prices, probably. If you cut production, supply goes down, price tends to go up. It has been going down since the peak at the beginning of the Ukraine war. But I don't know. It may go back up again some now. So
here I am.
There you're back in. Sort of back.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, I know. I see. There is that famous.
There it is.
Greasy screen.
Blur. The famous. It's Mike Cucurini coming to you from the 1940s, everybody.
Yeah. It's more than that. It looks like daguerreotype, like 1860.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that what they called it? Perfect. Daguerreotype? I think they called it that.
I don't know.
It was a type image.
I'm completely confused. I didn't even know who I am at this moment. I really don't.
Your name is Jesus Christ. By the way, I was going to mention to you when you were talking about that unbelievable athlete that you were describing.
Oh, Victor. Victor, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Victor, you were talking about him, it came to my mind that we were looking at a shape changer.
Are you talking about the guy I just talked about? Because that's Jokic. That's the guy from, I think he's Serbian.
Okay, whatever. He's Superman, basically.
Oh, God, he's phenomenal. Right. Yeah, he's one of the best basketball players of all time.
Is it possible that these are actually shape changers, you know, like a panther or a tiger that is masquerading as a human, okay, kind of thing?
John?
You know? What?
I need you to do me a favor, John.
What's that, honey?
I need you to lay off the Marvel Universe. Okay. I really need you to just... John, back away from the Marvel Universe. There are no metahumans.
I thought my name was X-John. No?
I'm Mike the Tank. I move real slow, but I'll blow your shit up, is what I'm saying.
I mean, everybody wants football to get rougher, okay? Everybody.
Oh, my God. No, it does. No, they don't. No, they don't.
I mean,
no,
except
they
don't. Except they
have
the players.
No idea. Those are fans that have never played the game. They have no idea what's going on out there. Stand on the sidelines of an NFL game and come back and talk to me if you want shit to be more brutal. It can't get any more brutal than a car crash every 3 seconds.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's the thrill for a lot of people, though.
Oh, my God. Look.
Violence.
That was part of the appeal. That was part of the appeal to it, to a want-to-fit-in angry little 8-year-old years ago when I couldn't figure out whether I had to boil my cup or my mouthpiece. I didn't know which one. Which you have to boil your mouthpiece. So
yeah, I
it
see.
Boils down enough where you pick it out of the hot water and stick it in your mouth and bite down it so it form fits to the inside of your mouth and your teeth.
Yeah, right.
So I, back then, thought it was, you know, hey, I think I might have to boil this cup. And my mom's like, is there really something wrong with you? You can't possibly be that stupid. And I said, well, I'm not really smart.
She asked you whether you could be that stupid.
No, I think it was in her look. It was her look.
Oh,
like,
dear. Oh, dear. Yeah, right.
What's wrong with you?
What's really? Wrong with you? Hey,
Michael,
what's wrong with us? Both of
what
us.
What is wrong with you?
We're not kidding.
So, yeah, I, you know, it's.
Ashamed here.
I just remember back then, man, being like 8 years old. You couldn't even walk upright when you got all your whole uniform on. It was like your mom overdressed you for a winter's day, you know?
Right.
Where you're kind of just like back and forth.
Well, you
like,
don't get
whoa!
To make
whoa!
Sure you wear your hat.
My helmet's too heavy. I'm going to fall over.
Ah! Right. Yes, I remember that.
Well, you got to learn first to have the equipment on and then move with it. And you have to move with alacrity. You have to move with speed and intention.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's hard to do. You develop that. You develop those skills in the lower ranks, and then when you come up, and if you've got some skills, you got some speed and some strength, they're gonna play well. But the thing is as I've said, repeatedly injuring your body for in the name of sport isn't the best way to go.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. To me, I mean, just my own. Other people may have another opinion. I get it. I understand it.
Well, look,
but I just
how many injuries are there in the curling sport?
I don't know that there's many, John. I don't know. You never hear the curling announcer go, oh, no! Sven's been terribly injured. Oh, no! The hospital sliding bed is on the ice. That's it. He's done. That's so sad because Sweden was really looking for a gold medal this year. They really were.
I mean, car crashes, like you were describing football, I mean, that's what makes it exciting TV, right? I mean...
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
Well, I think that and then these incredibly physically gifted athletes catching football. You know, they throw up a thing called a back shoulder pass. I didn't have that when I was growing up. You didn't have a back shoulder. It wasn't a back shoulder or anything. Just throw the ball to the receiver in his hand. Now they throw the ball to an area. That's it. They throw the ball to an area, and if your receiver isn't there, it's his fault. Idiot. Catch the ball.
But sports, I mean, I'm thinking about the kind of things where people will pay money you know, either by through watching it through TV, which is using advertising, or just direct attendance of games, paying a lot of money to get to the games. You know, you got to what the entertainment aspect of watching it versus actually the sport of actually playing it.
You put it that way, I have a feeling we might be close to actually producing a rollerball league.
Ooh.
Where we just
I mean, that was
we
wild.
Put on these all the uniforms are all coated with like digital coding. And they beef up where you need them to beef up. Like if you're going to get hit in the chest, all of a sudden this thing comes out and makes your chest really strong. If you're going to get hit in the shoulder, it's just, you know, it's all smart technology, but you're still beating the shit out of each other to throw a little ball in a hole.
I watched a couple of live rollerball games once. Yeah, and I don't remember. Is that not somewhere?
It's crazy.
Nashville. Near Nashville. Yeah. And wow. Man, they were, it was exciting. It really was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit. My niece was playing roller derby down in Richmond. And those girls are badasses, man. I mean, they do other things. They're all, like, pretty professional, like my niece, who, God bless her, has a master's degree in sociology, I think, now. I know she may have her doctorate. I'm not even sure. She's a really smart young lady. But damn, she broke her leg doing the roller derby. You know, the thing is right as soon as it healed, she got put the she laced the skates right back up.
Because you know, some sports just don't make it. I mean, like, what was the last time you stayed up? You know, at night trying to watch a live bridge game
or a badminton. Badminton.
Well, a badminton would be better. How about chess?
There's a great ping pong tournament on USA tonight.
How about a chess tournament? You know, hey, look.
Yeah.
They haven't moved in hours.
Well, isn't that more just a board game instead of an actual sport, you know?
Well, you know, it's a mental sport, I suppose, like a mental game.
Sure,
I remember I had a good friend, two good friends. We were trying to learn the game. I remember when we were in high school.
Hey, can you guys hold on a second? Can you hold on a second, John? John just announced. I want you to understand this, folks. He said he had two good friends.
They're all
this guy doesn't have any friends.
They're dead.
And I think it's sad. I'm just here to try to recruit friendship for John Case.
They all left. Anyway, I wonder why.
God, this is silly. We're having way too much fun.
Every third day, I just wake up. Yeah, I got too many friends.
I'm going to have to cut some of you loose. You'll have like a enlightenedradio.org like functional meeting, and everybody meets over at John's house, and John's like, look. Some of you bastards gotta go. All right, you're killing me.
Just too much. You know. Anyway, but
yeah, man.
Hey, guess what? Karen told me that we're going to be having one of the Buddhas on the radio in a couple of weeks.
Oh wow!
I'm short the Buddha because it was some kind of spiritual leader of a whole faction of Buddhists and whatever. And,
wow. Okay.
So we're going to. And it's.
So he's not really a Buddha. He's actually like the cardinal.
Well, it turns out that in Buddhism, there can be more than one Buddha.
Oh, okay.
Right. And like there's the one that everyone always quotes. I can't remember his name right now, but
that I aspire to be in that kind of shape as the Buddha. I like the big belly.
And also in the earliest versions of Buddhism, the Buddha is not a god, just a good man. Now, after religions became very important in explaining to the people why the king is a king designated by God, you know, about that time, all of a sudden, all of the divinities and all these old religions became less like a kind of natural force or a superman, you know, and turned into the God.
Well, look, the creator. All I'm saying is the king is the only one that can actually talk directly to the Buddha. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, okay. So that changed.
At least that's what the king said. He said this, John. He said, I like to talk to the Buddha every once in a while. We're good friends. Right. We go way back. The Buddha and
Trump, right.
Go back. Wait. No, seriously, listen. Lots of people are saying. Some people are saying. Lots of people are saying. I talked to the Buddha. Oh, shut up, Donnie.
Yeah.
I'll quote the Big Lebowski. Shut the fuck up, Donnie. You're out of your element. Shut up.
He became in the twisted history of religion, how did Donald Trump become a good Christian? How'd that happen? It's strange.
I think it was because the Christians are like, we need a real mean, nasty son of a bitch to get everything done.
Right, okay.
That we want.
Right.
Hey, man, you can't argue with success. Look what they did to the Supreme Court. There's no Roe versus Wade.
Right.
It's gone.
Well, they took a bite out of the right to strike last week, too.
Yep. Now, Amy Coney shithead. Oh, I mean Barrett. I'm sorry. And Brett, what's his name? Somebody paid off my house, Kavanaugh. Yeah. And Justice Clarence, Jesus, that's a lovely plane, Thomas.
The only reason I have any sympathy for Thomas at all, okay, is
I don't have any. I don't have any. Zero. Silk.
I know. But I have
none.
I have a microgram of tenderness because I see who he's married to.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Now, I call that a cross, don't you? The one would have to bear it in order to.
Well, certainly she's certainly.
to me.
She should, if she isn't maybe just constantly me. Under, she should be under investigation. And so should he.
You know, it's like if you were actually, you know, going to court and marry Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's kind of a.
Oh, John.
I'm sorry.
With that comment, you have broken my soul.
I'm so sorry.
I just felt, when you said that, I felt my soul snap in half. I really did.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Ah!
The power of information. Misinformation. You know, just.
Now it's going to take me like till Thursday to recover from that comment. It really is. I'm just not.
What's for dinner
you mean
tonight?
Representative Hammer Toe? Is what they call her? Representative Hammer Toe. Okay.
Hey, honey, what's for dinner tonight?
You think Laura Boebert goes home and says, honey, are you going to expose yourself to children again?
Uh-oh.
Oh, guess what? Her son called the emergency or called 911 on her husband. Everybody in that family gets along as long as they have a gun.
Someone cut his dick off. Jesus.
Well, that started so many comedy careers. I can't even tell you.
Right. I mean, that went
that whole thing. My dad worked that case.
Right.
My dad was the bailiff escorting him to and from the jail.
No kidding. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and he hated being on camera. And here I am in bumfuck somewhere in the country, which I love bumfuck places. They're great if you can take advantage and have a good time. I'm getting ready to do a show, and I'm watching CNN. And who do I see on CNN? My dad!
Yeah, right.
I'm either busting my ass trying to get some exposure for my comedy career, and my dad's on television every day. I'm like, I call him, and I stop being on TV!
Yeah, right.
He's like, they can't help it, man. My dad's like, they find me so attractive. You know it is with us leading men.
Yeah, leading
men. I was
men.
Like, yeah, okay.
Right. Well, okay.
He was
that
hilarious
was a celebrity
about it,
case.
Though. He
there.
Was.
Yeah. That was a celebrity.
I'm proud
case.
To say I did one joke about the whole thing. I said, what if they found more than one?
Yeah, right.
Is this a serial plague or something?
A serial aberration of some sort, yes. Right.
Right. Ow. Well, then he tried to do stand-up.
Really?
Mr. Bob. He tried to do stand-up. He was trying to do comedy for a while. And, you know, I can understand if you're a comedy club and your numbers are low, you'll try anything to get those numbers up.
Probably. So, yeah. Why not?
Let's bring in a freak act just to put asses in the seats.
All right. Now, in the ideal world of sport, I don't know whether you've ever thought about an ideal world of sport.
Sometimes, yeah.
But currently, I mean, it's powered by the entertainment industry. Am I right or wrong? You know, a lot of how would it be funded or done if it was not so commercial as it currently is? Or is that even worth thinking about? I don't know.
I don't know that it's worth thinking about because there's just no way you have that level of money. You know what I mean? You're going to see if you did that, it would certainly be. I mean, it's already becoming, in some cases, a sport for the people who are well off.
Sure.
The issue continues to be and will continue to be the cost of tickets and how hard it is to get to some of the games. It's easier for us where we live, where we're situated, to go over to an Orioles game.
Oh, it is. Sure, the Ravens are.
A beautiful stadium.
That's a great stadium.
Camden Yards is just a gorgeous. You can walk around there in the first two innings and not even see any of the game and be just mesmerized by all the stuff that's there. It's really cool. Now, I'll give the Nationals credit in working in association with DC and trying to build that up to be more of a Camden Yards, more friendly, better food, better sight lines to the field, that kind of thing. Now, they're working on it, but it's not Camden Yards. It's just not. There's a big difference. And a couple of years ago, we got a chance to see Max pitch in a 2-1 ball game against the Nats, barely beat the Orioles, and they weren't even that good then. So, you know, it was fun to see Max, though. I saw him pitch up live, and you and I have that in common. And boy, oh boy, you can say this too, John. Those guys are a lot bigger than you think.
I'm really hard to figure.
Right. I mean, they're just big. Some of them, it's cool that you see guys like Jose Altuve for the Houston Astros, who's only like 5'6". Great ball player. You know, he's just kind of figured out his body and he knows how to use it to hit the ball. He's got great movement in the outfield, the infield. He's a really good ball player.
Carol's colleague's husband was a professional ball player from the Dominican Republic. But played majors for a little while. He got injured. But he was a big guy. But he was fat, you know, light. If you saw him at a distance, didn't look that big. But he, you know, in the same room, you know, he's about 1/2 foot taller than everybody else. And moves, you know, like. You know, one of those shapeshifters there.
Oh, God, we're back to some shapeshifting. Hi, I'm John Case, and welcome to the shapeshifting show. Eventually, Mike will turn into a lizard. Yeah. Yay!
That just looks like a lizard to you folks. It's actually a critter from Saturn, that ringed planet, you know. But he can't show you that part of him. He has to.
No, I'll be going around.
He's going to manifest as.
We need a master of the
precious. Something else. He's going to manifest as something else. As a hobbit, perhaps. You know. You have to look at his feet and his toes to make sure that he really is a hobbit.
What about them? They don't need the legs, do they?
You're talking about orcs. That was Tolkien's idea of a factory worker.
Oh, God. You don't know that. You don't know that. You're just saying that. You don't know that for sure.
I know. I don't.
You can't prove that. Maybe it's the idea of what you're confronted with every day.
I can't.
Why would you make some kind of comment like that and then run away?
I don't know. I just can't.
Sticks with me, John. It's the Marjorie Taylor Greene comment. It's the comment about orcs being laborers. That's bullshit. Stop.
I'm just saying that was what Tolkien.
They grow them in mud.
No, I forgot. grow them in mud. It's like just like some West Virginia miners, I presume, back in the days of Mother Jones. Get into the hills, you men. Take your weapons and get
it. The workers would be the Hobbits, you dumbass.
Right. Anyway.
I have coming up this week, I'm hoping, if we can coordinate the time, I'm hoping to get my main man, Dobie Maxwell, on from the Maxwell Method, Stand-Up's Maxwell Method on Facebook.
Right. Okay. That's great.
Which is an excellent blog. There's all kinds of comics on there, successful, some, you know, middle of the road, some just road comics, and that's all they want. And there's a lot of comedians that make commentary on there. Dobie asks some really good questions, and he's a very smart guy, and he's very funny. I love working with that guy. He's just the nicest guy in the world.
Hey, if you have any opportunities to spread around copies of the tapes for your on this stuff and get feedback, because and also if you run into people that want to help with production, because I mean, I'm doing these things, but I each time I do one, if I wanted to spend another 3 days, you know, improving the quality of various aspects and adding some jingles, little, you know,
right,
bells and whistles to the thing, then I could, but you know, but it's going to take more people, more labor to do, and so
right. I mean,
it would be great if we could get some production.
It would be a good idea for me to kind of get into this a lot more, because I haven't been able to time wise, and now I'm getting into a bit of a rhythm that I might be able to get some things done. I don't know.
Also, if you can think of somebody that would do a little sponsorship thing, right, that we could put in front or behind it, then and I mean, I need to create an account, maybe just a GoFundMe account. That's probably all I need to do, really.
Right.
You know, so we can get some contributions to help defray that. So if somebody, for example, wants to work with us and they got, there's going to be some expense. They don't have the bandwidth. They need a subscription to the podcasting service that I use, or.
Yeah, I feel like we're starting to slide into a staff meeting.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I viewed it as kind of a sport.
Very nice. There you go. Well, there's a couple of folks that I haven't had a chance to have on, and I'm looking at some really, really fun interviews coming up. I think we've got those, at least to the contact. And what I'm trying to do is make sure, you know, there's a possibility that Dobie may want to just take his segment and put it up on the Maxwell Method, which helps us.
That'd be great. No problem.
You know, kind of, we can help each other.
I mean, anybody can link the podcast from the podcast.
I'd love to have comics. There are probably a few comics on here that I haven't met that I know that I'm aware of.
Yeah, so, just do that. You know, and we need to get some. It would be interesting to get some of the local coaches.
Ah, there you go.
People
trying to get the coach from Shepherd,
maybe one of the high schools or something like that.
One of the Hedgesville or Martinsburg, one of those guys. Those schools are, you know, I'm pretty sure Martinsburg's a powerhouse school. It's a football school.
Well, I think trying to promote school sports in a way that it's an important feature of growing up.
Without a doubt.
You know, it's a good way to give our discussion maybe a little roots in the community, you know.
You don't necessarily want to just concentrate on, you know, you want to look at the whole, what's the division we're in? What are we up against? You know, that kind of thing. And you got to know that. And I would love to talk to some of the offensive and defensive coordinators. These are people that really, you know, matter game day. They put the game plan together. They sell it to their team saying, okay, this is what we're going to do this week. We have to drill it. We have to pay attention, because if we don't, we're going to get our ass kicked.
Didn't we have, I can't remember what was on one of the shows you were on or not, but we had the coach, football coach from Shepherd on the old program on WSHC. And I remember he was, it was during a time when there had been a lot of news about injuries and football injuries.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
And head injuries or late.
Right.
And he was pretty defensive about it.
Well,
he dodged. I don't blame him. You know, at the time, I understood perfectly what he was doing. He's trying to defend the sport and his job and what he's doing. And
he has to.
And he wants to win. Yeah. He doesn't want to say, "Oh, this sport hurts too much. I don't think I'm going to train my boys this year."
Well, so. You know, the odd thing is I, as a defender, was even warned, not penalized, just warned. Look. Be careful with the crown of your helmet. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, just, you know, you don't want to really spear anybody, but you can. It's like, what? Now that you're not allowed to do that, that's, you know, that's, if you take your, you drive your helmet into someone that's vulnerable, that just caught a pass,
yeah,
you drive your helmet, you're going to get thrown out of the game.
Interesting.
They take the concussions. The NFL finally decided they're taking the concussion protocol really seriously, because this past year there was more guys than any of the previous years pulled off the field because a medical expert up in the booth watched the way they walked and said, this guy is not stable for another play. You get his ass off the field, and you get him in the tank, and you evaluate him.
Interesting. Boy, that's really interesting. God.
You got to be careful with that shit, man. I mean, it's, I know. You know, I wouldn't be the wonderfully successful and incredibly sexy broadcaster that you see today if it wasn't for all the concussions.
A very astute observation.
Oh,
there,
I just love it when it's just naturally funny.
Hey,
it's
we're at 33 minutes.
We're good, and we're going to come up and we'll have some interview. I don't know if it's going to be Dobie Maxwell, but it may be somebody that you're going to get excited about and you're going to want them. I want to thank John Case for providing us with this great outlet and this vehicle, www.enlightenradio.org. We are the Sports and Entertainment Attack. It may just say Sports Attack when we send it out. What we mean is sports and entertainment. And what we mean by that is, more specifically, stand-up comedy. Now, we're going to probably diverge from just stand-up and have some musicians, some, you know, we might have some football coaches. We're going to do some fun stuff in the future. And I appreciate anybody listening. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, everybody. It's late.
John, thank you.
Everything comes next. Bye-bye.